Lenten Day 28, fourth Sunday of Lent, remembrance of St. John Climacus of the Ladder of Divine Ascent. Good news and bad news. I love the placement of this gospel on the Lenten calendar. We are now 28 days into a 48-day spiritual journey. Are you getting weary? Be honest. Even just a little? You might be, simply because Lent takes us on a spiritual path so different from the rest of the year. And by now it could be taxing us. So what happens? The Church is wise. She gives us a reminder to keep fasting and praying and not to quit, not to give up, not to throw away that we have already worked hard to spiritually accomplish, but instead to go on stronger. Today's gospel is that reminder. Mark chapter 9, 16-30. First, the bad news. Nine of us, Jesus' disciples and the temple scribes, got into a heated discussion. The other three apostles, Peter, James, and John, were with Jesus on nearby Mount Tabor. The scribes confronted the apostles as to why, that day, they could not cure someone's devil-possessed son who was in the crowd that had gathered. Remember, the apostles were given that power. Although remember that the temple authorities were always looking for an opportunity to discredit Jesus. The discussion turned ugly. In fact, it was embarrassing to the apostles. They were losing the debate. They were outmaneuvered. Quite possibly, they had never happened before. I'm sure it took their confidence. Can you imagine how embarrassed the apostles were? They were given power to cast out devils, and today they could not do it. Bad news. Could any good news possibly come out of this confrontation? Read tomorrow's meditation.